allows you want to do better than the other person. So you understand stuff and then apply your knowledge.
Okay, so in games we got winners and losers, right? And that's okay sometimes. Okay, that is motivating, you're right. That does make learning fun. I used to love when I was a teacher to play Jeopardy with my class. And, you know, if we were learning about a certain topic in geography or English or whatever it was, we'd do the category things and play Jeopardy. So I agree with what you're saying. What else? What's another experience you found engaging? It was fun. I'm going to come to you because you guys are...
Okay,
I
So in our law class, we spent the first couple months, I guess, looking over the Canadian Criminal Code, which you can imagine is very fun. It's just this huge book full of hundreds of pages of different crimes that you can commit. And so, but the fun part was that leading up to this, after we started the Charter, we studied the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, we got to on a mock trial. So obviously we had a defense and prosecution. So we spent weeks working on our case, and then we actually got to have a trial in class with the judge. And so it was a way for us to apply after we had learned about all of the things we needed to learn. We could apply it to the actual trial itself. And it was a lot of fun because obviously we were like, with the other students, we were like, oh, don't talk to us. We're working on our case. Like, it was an engaging thing for us, and it was a lot of fun at the end of the day. To learn about law, which isn't necessarily the most fun thing, but the trial made it interactive and engaging and motivated us to want to apply what we had learned and put out the best information that we could.
So I got a question for you. So when you were doing this trial, so you were taking on different roles. There were judges and lawyers and witnesses and a prosecutor probably, right? What did you get to play?
I was on the defense side. I was a lawyer, a defense lawyer.
So you're defending somebody who may or may not have committed a crime, right? You're innocent until proven guilty. How did you feel about that? Were you okay defending someone? Like, what, were they guilty? Were you conflicted over the fact that this person may have done some heinous, was it, tell me, it wasn't murder, was it?
No.
What was it?
It was, accidentally walking out of a store with an MP3 player on their belt that they clipped on, and it was apparently stolen, which they clearly just forgot about it. So I was not conflicted at all because they were clearly innocent. So I didn't have a problem with it.
So if I hear what you're saying, I think your teacher made it real for you, right? It was real life. It was drama. There were the arts involved, and you got to take on different roles. That's great. Thanks for sharing that. Who else has got one? Come on. Go back to grade 3 or 4. There's something you must have done at school that was fun in your life. Here we go, let's move over here.
Well, when we were good, I guess in grade 3, we got a reward, and it was, our teacher, we had a substitute, and she brought her big bin of Playmobil from her kids when they were younger. So if we were really good in class, she would let us play with the Playmobil.
You know, as an educator, I know that bribery works, right? Food is great, fun stuff, games, free time. If you earn that stuff, right, that's motivational for you. Yeah.